is there anything you can't sue over anymore?
I guess not. I guess you can technically not. Sue over anything, I guess.
Well, take a listen to this. A woman in St. Louis whose son is a junior in high school is suing, and she's suing because her son didn't make the varsity soccer team.
So we always, as educators, try to focus on the positives, encourage our kids to keep working and be a part of getting better throughout their high school career.
I think if the judge follows the
I believe this is the attorney now mm-hmm. speaking.
Law and looks at the evidence of you know, John Doe's skills, we have a decent chance.
Didn't that sound like Nicolas Cage to you?
All his skills.
I'm the only one that
yeah,
hears that.
No, I can hear it.
It sounds like I should have got some side-by-side of Nicolas Cage and this guy.
It's okay.
That's not the point.
No, the point. Okay, so if you need a little backstory, here it goes. The woman in St. Louis has a son who played on JV for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And typically, JV is freshmen and sophomores, right?
Typically,
right.
Yes.
So then at the end of his sophomore year, he tried out for varsity and didn't make it. And the coaches are saying, you just weren't good enough.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, now he can't go back and play on JV because the rule is freshmen and sophomores only. The mom says that is age discrimination and is suing the high school.
You know, that's life. You know, we're in such a culture where everyone wins, everyone gets trophies, mm-hmm. that type of thing. Where they think everyone makes the school team. I was cut from basketball team in 8th grade and 9th grade.
I didn't make varsity. I don't even really think I probably would have made JV if
right.
they didn't need the players. You
right.
know? I wasn't good. It's a life lesson.
Yeah, not good enough. And then I did work harder, mm-hmm. and then I made the team in 10th grade. Then I tore my ACL my junior and senior year, so I didn't get to try out for varsity. But not everyone's guaranteed to make the team.
No, and the mom is also suing for sex discrimination because she says the JV girls soccer team doesn't have the same freshman and sophomore only policy.
And they may have fewer players. So I notice that sometimes with JV girls basketball at certain schools, they might have a junior on there because they don't have enough players to play anyway.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So anyway, a judge heard the arguments on the lawsuit last week, and the varsity coach was just saying, look, he tried out. He did what he was supposed to do, and he didn't make it because he wasn't good enough. Now the judge is going to decide on the case, and if he rules in the family's favor, the kid will be allowed to play on JV. He's not going to get on varsity, but he'll get on JV if the judge says, yes, we agree with you.
Okay. Mancaster Matt, you read my mind. We have our official attorney, Lisa Lanier, on. Good morning, Lisa.
Hey, good morning. This is, there have been a ton of these lawsuits. This is one of many where parents get upset and they sue because their daughter didn't make the cheerleading squad or their son got cut from the football team or whatever. And there have been a lot of these lawsuits lately where kids are cut from a team because of maybe something they said on social media. There's cases kind of all over the place about it. Most of these cases are loser cases, no merit, fairly frivolous, just upset parents. Like you said, you know, raising entitled kids that think that they can never be cut or never lose or whatever. But the one interesting argument here that the parents have is that there's this disparate treatment between the boys' team and the girls' team. And that if you're cut from the varsity girls' team, you can still play on JV. And that might be the winning argument that gets this kid the ability to play on JV again, because there is, you know, there's this certainly a movement that's been going on for a long time to make sure that we treat boys and girls the same in school and teams the same in sports, because it's typically the girls were often treated in a disadvantageous way in terms of sports opportunities and sports facility access and that sort of thing. And, you know, we've had federal legislation come on to cure that. So I think there's no way the kid, if he doesn't qualify on his skills to play varsity, he has no hope of that being reinstated. But he does have a little bit of hope that the judge might say, you know, look at why are we treating boys and girls differently here? And maybe you should be allowed to play on JV.
Well, I think that's going to be very embarrassing for that kid to want to go and play.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, oh, your
me
mom
too.
Sued. That's why you're here. For me, right. I would be so embarrassed.
I remember a guy at my high school, he was a junior and he wasn't good enough to wrestle for varsity.
Mm-hmm.
So he wrestled on JV and people were like, loser.
I think it would be okay if since there wasn't a lawsuit to wrestle.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's still, but at least he's still doing it, trying to get better,
mm-hmm.
I guess. But then your mom
the lawsuit
sues.
You sue to be on JV as a junior.
No,
it looks
thanks.
Bad.
That's a pretty embarrassing way to get on a date.
Right.
And what he may do is he may ruin it for the girl now, because the school might take a look at this and go, actually, you girls that got cut from varsity, you don't belong on the team either. You know, so it could go that way, too.
Or you can do it with some kids that I knew growing up. If they got cut from one school and they're really into something, they went to another school whose team wasn't as good so they can make the team. No lie.
Yeah. Oh, you transferred
schools? They just transferred schools.
Man,
and they try to.
Oh, it happens all the time. Yeah, it happens all the time.
They're like, I'll just go to a sorrier school. It's basketball and try to make the team there.
All right.
Well, it's a kind of a quick one, but a wealth of knowledge as always.
Thank you.
Everything
You're
we need
welcome.
To know. Official attorney of Jared and Katie in the Morning, Lisa Lanier. If you're ever injured on the job, contact her right away at hireaheavyweight.com.